Hey, this is Terry, and you're listening to episode 305.
Welcome to TerryWilson3.com, the show committed to helping you grow, protect, and enjoy your money, business, and life.
Wanted to get with you. This is really something that seems to be scratching a lot of itches, and it looks like it's pretty lucrative.
Well, it's one of the best business decisions that I've made, you know, becoming a rep.
My intent now is being in that call center is letting people know this is the real deal. You will make money, and you don't have to have a product to promote. Just get in that call center and take calls, read a script. You will make money.
I started my own personal business 10 days ago. On Friday, I have my first two sales come through, and I have more pending. You do the activity, you take the time, you talk to the people.
You will make money.
I am in love with it. I don't know any other way to put it.
I really appreciate all the value you give. It's a lot, but I look up to you a lot. You're kind of a leader in an industry where there's lots of BS.
And by the way, I love your swag.
This is the Terry Wilson. Really, I'm excited, Terry. I want to get started here.
Thank Christopher B. This is Terry Wilson, and you are listening to my podcast here in my little section of the world at TerryWilson3.com. I hope you are having a wonderful week thus far. It is Tuesday, February the 6th, and we are humming right along. Had one of our best first of the month Januarys ever in the history of TW3. And what's exciting about it is not just to see myself do well, which I, you know, naturally want my own personal business to do well, but to see so many other clients of TW3 do well. We've got people that are in the coaching space. We've got people that are in the ministry space. We've got people that are in health and wellness. We had a couple attorneys come on board. We've had some chiropractors and doctors. We've had health and wellness, fitness. We've got direct sales professional, retail, restaurant. We've got realtors and insurance agents. We've got every type of entrepreneur you can think of, new entrepreneurs as well as experienced entrepreneurs that have onboarded with us over the last several months, and to see their businesses just explode is fun to watch. So I want to tell you guys, if you've ever wanted to do anything, man, now's the time. I mean, the internet and the tools that are at your disposal and the ability to not, you don't even have to have a product. You know, back when I was coming up, you had to have, you know, your own product. You had to have your own thing to have any hope of doing something in the entrepreneurial space. Man, with affiliate marketing and CPA marketing and referral marketing and all of these different ways to take other people's products that resonate with you and to be able to use them to monetize your own business, there's never been a time in recorded history that's affording you and I, the average Joe, the ability to start a business, a home-based business. You know, when I started my music company back in the early 2000s, late 90s, worked for a mom-and-pop shop for years, in music retail, and they were deciding that they wanted to sell and get out of owning their own business. They've done it for 25 years. They were ready to call it quits and enjoy the fruits of their labor. And so I made the decision to go out on my own, buy my own business, start my own thing. Man, it was hundreds of thousands of dollars, huge risk that, you know, eventually even, sort of hurt me, because as the economy went down and I was over leveraged with debt to start that business, and when the housing market crashed and I'm selling new pianos to new homes and sound systems for those homes, man, it hurt. I'm gonna tell you, 07-08 hurt. So I'm excited for the area that we live in, the time we live in right now, because you can make the same amount of money, if not more, that what just 10, 20 years ago, you had to go into debt, hundreds of thousands of dollars, to be able to scale a business that size. literally for under $5,000, you would have everything you would need plus seed money to get going and making money. I've got reps coming on that have invested, you know, $500-$600 in a startup business already making a couple grand a week. So I'm telling you, the opportunity is there. Does it happen overnight? More times than not, no. Can it? It does for some. I've got reps who in just their first few weeks are already making $2,500 and $3,500. But that's the exception, not the norm. It just depends. It's like I was talking to someone, a friend of mine today. You know, there's certain things that are caught and there's certain things that are taught. Technical skill sets, the ability to, you know, create a landing page, an opt-in form, design a sales funnel. Those are all things that we can teach you, and we do, and we have step-by-step training. What has to be sort of caught is the culture of sales, the culture of entrepreneurialism, the culture of independence. A lot of times, if someone has been conditioned to work for someone else for years, they've been conditioned to think, okay, I've got this mindset. If I give up this much effort, then I'm owed this. And entrepreneurialism is not about effort. It's about execution. I pray to God I don't get paid on my effort because I've developed a skill set now that it doesn't take a lot of effort. But if I can execute well, I can make good money. And that's the way you want it as well. So that way, as you sharpen your skill sets, as you learn your craft, as you really dig into what your branding is all about and what you want to do, then it becomes easier and easier and easier to make money. And so that's what I'm excited about. And so if you guys are ever thought about doing something on your own, I'm telling you, for such a time as this, there are so many different ways to make money. One of the things that I'm excited about that I started doing, there's two things that I started doing the first of this year I wanted to do. I wanted to do two different types of video training. Podcasts are wonderful. I love taking the time that, like I'm doing now, and sharing with you what's going on and answering questions when we have live podcasts. I love that. And podcasts are fun, especially audio, because you can put the earbuds on and you can go running, you can do your exercise, you can go shopping, you can go to bed at night, and you pop your earbuds in and you listen to your favorite podcast, and you listen and you learn from the content you absorb. So it's sort of a passive way of learning. And so I love podcasts, but it's not very conducive to step-by-step how to, you know, quick snippets and learning how to do something quick. And so I wanted to do something this year. So I came up with two different video series that I'm doing. And if you would like to subscribe to my YouTube channel, you will get alerted every Monday and every Sunday of these new videos. One video is going to be our word of the week. And I'll just go ahead and tell you, it's going to be inspirational. It's going to be motivational. There was a couple I've already come out with. One was about limitations. The word was limitations, and we studied about what that word means, what it doesn't mean, the good in that word. Another word was peace. We talked about peace and the power of the word, that word, and the implications it has in our business and in our personal lives and our professional lives and everything. And then we talked about another word was, what was another word? See, we had peace, we had limitations, we had success was this past week. So we're just breaking down one word a week, saying, you know, what does that word mean to me? What does it mean personally? What does it mean professionally? How can I, you know, really think about that and you know, implement some of the things and the meanings behind that word into my daily routine of life. So that was the word of the week. The next video series was our income hack. Every week I'm coming out with a different income hack. And some of the income hacks I've come out with, like this past week or yesterday, was how to make $2,500 or more per week as a freight broker. And I'm showing, you know, a lot of times people don't realize there are so many things you can do from home to make money. Honestly, the opportunities are limitless. And so I talk about how, you know, I've got friends at my church, as a matter of fact, I know personally, that do this and are retiring in their mid-50s with, you know, a good amount of money in the bank that's going to afford them a very comfortable lifestyle for the rest of their life. They don't have to work anymore. Because that is a multi-billion dollar industry that's going to do nothing but grow. Think about it for just a second. Manufacturing is starting to come back more. There's a whole push politically right now to bring, you know, jobs back into America, manufacturing jobs. So there's a lot of things that has the economy sort of poised to want and need more logistics, more trucking. And because of that, those who are tied to that industry in one way or the other are going to be in a good position. And one of the ways that I teach in this income hack is how you can broker freight from home, not know anything about trucking. You don't have to know anything about the business, get credentialed, trained on how to do it, where to go, and become a freight broker and make really good money. So that's step number one. And step number two, I show how you can recruit for that industry as a TW3 member. And because it's a growing industry and they're paying good money to recruit people into that industry, and you get paid to work from home just being a opportunity and job recruiter. So there's two ways to make money in that particular industry and have absolutely no experience, no background, and be able to take off in just weeks doing that. So there's just one. And so that's a training I did on how to make $2,500 more per week as a freight broker. So that came out yesterday. A couple days prior to that, last week, I talked about how to make $100 to $150 per day with online background checks. The way you simply offer the background check as a service to people that need background checks, people that are, you know, people that provide jobs, people that maybe are recruiting volunteers for a school or a church. Maybe it's people that are dating right now and they want to know, you know, who are they getting involved with? They can do a free background check as a trial, and you get paid to offer that. So here again, something completely different than trucking, something completely different than selling. Make $100 to $150. I show how I spend $10 a day on social media using that as a service, offering that as a free trial and getting paid very well. And then there's another thing where I show how you can make up to $500 a day marketing financial products. And so I go into that and how that works and how you can do that. So those are all income hacks that I've come out with so far in the month of January, coming into February. And if you would like to get daily alerts on that, so you can see, they're little 2-minute to 4-minute videos. I try to keep them under 4 minutes. I think this one, the how to make $500 a day marketing financial products, went a little long because I got into step-by-step how to use a voice broadcast dialer, how to target people, how to drive them to a particular landing page and things of that nature, how to couple, you know, what you're offering, for instance, loans with credit repair and credit repair products that you can offer for free and get paid. So if you want to get those alerts when they come out, you can get those at terrywilson3.com/YouTube. That's terrywilson3.com/YouTube, and you will be able to get that. So, and if you want the word of the week, like I said, we went through success, we've gone through peace, we did limitations, we did encourage. So we've done a few words, and we come out with a new word each week. So you can get signed up for that as well and get those alerts to encourage you. Because listen, let's face it, guys, it takes both the inner game and the outer game. I can show you guys all day long, step by step, what to tangibly do, what products to use, what tools to use online to drive traffic, to get leads, to convert sales, to make these offers. But life is going to come at you fast. And it's just like today. I got some hate mail today from somebody I don't even know. I don't know what this person's problem is. They were dropping the F-bomb like it was just, you know, I don't know what. And I was like, where is this coming from? the person opted into lists wanting information on what they could do from home. We always make it a double opt-in to make sure that they legitimately ask for the information. Information went out to them, and then they emailed back saying, why do you keep sending me the emails about different work from home businesses? Well, we verified it was them. So I don't know where the confusion is, but I told them we can opt them out. We don't want to pester anyone. And man, it just turned into like, what is this person's major malfunction, as they say. So, you know, there's some people, the point is there's some people that's just not happy in life. And when you are an entrepreneur, you're putting yourself out there, you're blogging, you're podcasting, you're on social media, you're talking to people maybe in our call center or your own thing, life is going to beat you up, especially if you're in it for the right reasons, especially if you're doing something to help people. I tell you, I think one of the biggest discouragements to pastors, as I talk to a lot of them, is they're, you know, most of them that I know, I don't know, but just maybe a handful that's like, yeah, they shouldn't be in ministry. They're in it for the wrong reasons. But for the most of the time, most of the guys I know, they're in it to help people. Yet there's just something about people in today's world. They've become jaded. They've become frustrated. They've become aggravated. And those pinned up, undealt with emotions spew on everyone they come in contact with. And so you, as an entrepreneur, when you're out there and you're dealing with the general public, I'm telling you, I don't see how most people can make it through. Maybe it's just I'm getting older. I don't know. But it has become more and more difficult to go throughout the day, and by the end of the day, just not be wanting to strangle somebody sometimes. Like, what is wrong with these people? They're just crazy. But, you know, you have to keep yourself in a good mental state, a good mental check. And that's why, you know, I'm doing some of these words just for myself to remind myself, you know, peace is the greatest asset that you as an individual, both personally and professionally, can have. And so let's study the word peace. You know, something my grandparents taught me long time ago, if you want to know what something means, then try to teach it. Becoming a teacher of a particular subject is the greatest teacher you will ever experience, because you're really having to dig deep. You're really having to go into a subject matter so that you can convey that information. So a lot of times you'll see the stuff that I teach and train on is because I'm digging into it and really wanting to know more about it as well. So anyway, that's what's going on at TerryWilson3.com. Let me take some questions that came in and see what we can do here. Okay, so the first question here comes from Morris, and he's asking about, Terry, if I join as a sales rep and trainer, I'm a little bit confused on, do I get calls coming in the call center, or do I have to generate calls myself in the call center? So, yes. So the way it works is you get access to our inbound call center, which is hosted by Ring Central. Okay. Love Ring Central. If you're already in business, for you guys out there listening, and you want a great professional business phone that you can set up phone trees and different, extensions for different parts of your business and pre-recordings and stuff like that. It's really cool. You can go to TerryWilson3.com/RingCentral. That's TerryWilson3.com/RingCentral. And they will give you a free trial for 30 days just to check it out. Cool, cool stuff. That's what manages our call center. And so for Morris here, when he onboards as a sales rep and trainer, Morris, what happens is you have all of our marketing tools, okay? And we show you step by step, here's what you do, here's how you use it, here's how you drive your traffic. And you drive your traffic to your extension in our call center. And the reason you drive your own traffic is because that's the whole reason, one of the reasons you need the marketing system if you want to be a trainer. Number one, you need it so you don't have to cold call. You've got the system doing the marketing for you, and it's just driving the traffic into your extension, and then all you do have to do is answer inbound calls. So that's number one. Number two, we pay you a lot more as a trainer rather than just a sales rep, because you have the very marketing system that you're selling to others, and you're going to be able to stick around after the sale and help train those. Now, you don't have to be a guru. You don't have to be an expert, technical or marketing. We handle most of that, but you do have to be the librarian. So when they bring on, you bring a client on and they have a question about the voice broadcast dialer or the bulk texter or the bulk emailer or the landing page creator or whatever, you just say, oh, then you need to go into your back office under your training tab, scroll down to step whatever, and then watch the step-by-step training. If you got any questions, your ticket support is in the bottom left-hand corner. Just click on that, and they can help you there. That's what we mean by supporting, responding, and being available to your clients. But you don't know how to do all that. You won't know how to speak intelligently to the clients you bring on if you don't have the very system that you're selling. So we say when you buy our system, we give you not only resale rights to it, but training rights to it, and pay you a very healthy commission. So the answer is yes, you will drive your own traffic, but that's so that you can drive as much or as little when you want and when you don't want. Okay, so you're in complete control. It's like having a knob on a faucet. You turn the knob on when you want it to pour out, and you close it off when you don't, and you work when you want, as much as you want, speak to as many people as you want, work as much as you want to earn as much as you want. So yes, you drive your own traffic, but I'm telling you, there's one complaint you'll never hear any TW3 member levy, and that is, I didn't have anybody to speak to. I didn't have any clients. I didn't, if you can halfway build rapport and authority, which is the two things you need to influence people, which that's all sales is influencing people. But if you can build rapport and authority for the purposes of influencing people, then you are going to be wildly successful in this business. So that is a great question. Thanks. Okay, and another one says, Terry, you recommend MailChimp a lot, and I was looking online and saw that they had a negative review. Okay, here's the deal with online reviews. I don't trust 99.9% of them, okay? Now, I realize people get bad service from tons of companies all the time, but think about it. No one ever takes the time and stops and says, hey, I really like this, and write up a great review. Not unless they're just pestered to death about the people that's asking for the review. 99.9% of the time when someone leaves a review, it's always going to be a negative review. So when I recommend MailChimp, it's not because I'm an affiliate. It's not because I get paid. It's not because they're an advertiser of my podcast or they have anything to do with my business. I recommend MailChimp because that's what I use and have enjoyed it. Now, I have had clients here lately make me think that MailChimp has changed some of their policy and what they will allow and won't allow you to market with and how to market. For instance, if you're offering people work from home business opportunities or hourly and salary opportunities like we do at TW3, because we recruit for companies like Uber, like Home Depot, like Lowe's, like different insurance companies, real estate companies, opportunities all over the map. Because I think so many people in network marketing and multi-level marketing have abused some of these marketing resources like MailChimp. They've probably have taken such just a hardline, stringent, we're not going to, allow people to market these types of products, goods, or services. I haven't had that issue. Of course, I've been with them for 5 years. I've got hundreds of thousands of people on my mailing list, so they probably want to keep me because I'm paying a pretty healthy penny to them each month. But that being said, I have heard in the last couple weeks people saying, they've tried to use MailChimp and MailChimp is giving them a hard time. So here's what I would do. Go to terrywilson3.com/email. terrywilson3.com/email. There is another company over there, CK Marketing, that offers the same services, the same technology, the same everything is MailChimp, and I know that they don't have a problem offering those types of services. So you might want to try that. I'm going to continue to use MailChimp because I haven't had a problem with it. Now, if they create a problem for me and I start having issues, then yeah, I probably will move over to CK Marketing as well. But I'm just, you know, if something's not broke, I don't want to fix it. But if I've got clients that are saying, hey, you know, MailChimp is, you know, giving me a hard time marketing business opportunity, job opportunities, coaching opportunities, stuff like that, then yeah, you might want to go over to terrywilson3.com/email and check them out. It might be a better fit for you. Okay. Terry, new to this online coaching business, new to recruiting, and I've done real well since coming on in September. Oh, great. So far, I've recruited over 32 clients, but one of them is saying I've scammed them, oh no, and taking advantage of them and wanting a refund and threatening to report me. What should I do? Okay. This is going to happen. I tell people that it's in the opportunity space and recruiting space. Anytime you're offering an entrepreneurial opportunity, this is statistically, you can do the best job of vetting. And if you've recruited that many people thus far and only have one of those, then you're doing well, because the average company-wide, we've got over 3,000 active agents, and the average is 1 out of 25. We call them problem children. You're just 1 out of 25, you're always going to have a problem job. And that's with you saying, you know, this is a business opportunity. This is something that, you know, there's no guarantees you're going to, you know, get results like you want up front, but we guarantee we stand behind all the products, the service, the systems, the software, everything we offer, we stand behind it. You know, at TW3, yeah, you're a member, so you know as well as I do, at TW3 we have a 90-day money made guarantee, which means if you do it our way, doing using our systems and strategies the way we show, you're going to get results. But here's the bottom line. I'm not trying to beat up on your client. I don't know them personally, but I've just been doing this now 9 years, going on 10 years at the end of this year. Human nature, John Maxwell calls it the loser's limp. There are some people that, the coping mechanism that they use to rationalize and not have to deal with the pain of what failure tends to bring sometimes, is they will blame other people. They blame shift up. I have a recorded message of me every time I talk to a client, you cannot call me without it being recorded, because that's to protect me and everyone else. But I've got just too many people that, you know, just would love to say, I talked to Terry and he said this, and try to tell everybody. And so I have to just protect myself. I had a client, in Florida, 2 months ago, he was a realtor and wanted to buy our system to market and to generate leads for the real estate business. I told him, because he kept saying, well, how many leads will your system give me? I was like, our system is a lead generation tool. You have to use these tools to generate your own leads. It's not like you're buying leads from us. We do not generate leads for you. We give you these tools, a voice broadcaster, a bulk texter, a data list, social media marketing plugins, opt-in forms, autoresponders, these tools. And then we give you training on how to put these tools together, how to create an ad on social media to drive traffic to an opt-in form and then follow up with them with an autoresponder. These are all these moving parts to generate your own leads, because once you learn how to generate your own leads, your lead acquisition cost goes down, if you're in the insurance or real estate business, $25-$50 per lead, down to just a dollar or two. Okay. But there is a skill set, both technical and marketing, that has to be developed. Some people pick it up and then within a couple of weeks, they're, you know, off to the races. Other people, it's a couple, 2-3 months. Some people, it's even gone out a year or so. But I explained this to this, just like I'm putting on this podcast, explained it to this person, told him, make sure if you're not comfortable with having to do it yourself, to consider what you're buying, because there are no refunds. This is software. Once you buy the software, we go out and get a server to host your software. We buy the software, the plugins from the various developers. We pay them. We upload it into your system, and boom, there's your system. Now you can forego your monthly hosting, and it'll go dormant. You don't have to buy it again, but it goes dormant until you pay for the hosting again. It comes back up, but there are no refunds. So understand this. I explained it as clear as I'm explaining it to you on this podcast. And what did this guy do? He bought it within 2 days. He says, I don't want this. Well, we've already paid for it. We can't do anything about it. And he claims, I didn't say anything. Well, it was recorded. He claims he didn't know. He had to sign an opt-in form. So I, you know, Jim, your question about, you know, clients and what do? You can do everything right, and you're always going to have someone out there that's a crook. Let's just call it what it is. They want to blame you. They want to put it off on someone else. You can do, you know, due diligence, exercising all the fiduciary responsibility that this, you know, doing this kind of business requires of you to do it right. And you're just going to have those guys. And that's just part, you need to understand, that's just part of this business. But as far as TW3, that's why we require people who onboard with us to have to sign on 3 different times that I have read, understood, and agreed to these terms, because there's no way. It's a service that we provide. We have developers that we have to buy the software. We have developers that have to build the systems out, sites and software. We don't get that money back, so we can't give the money back. And so we exercise all the precaution in the world. But here's the thing. Some people, it's easier for them to say, I didn't either want to take the time or the effort to learn and do, or I, you know, just didn't pick up as quick, or whatever their excuse or rationale is, and they would rather blame you. And that's just human nature. That's part of this business. But I will tell you, the reward of the people you do help far outweighs, if you do it right, the reward of the people that you do help will always and forever far outweigh the people that seem to just want to blame everyone else. And it's not just in the opportunity space, in the coaching space. It's in everything. It's in ministry. It's in, I can't tell you how many counselors I've talked to that people have gone into marriage counseling and they won't do the exercises and the work that the counselor has offered and told both parties to do. And so what ends up happening, rather, because they have to live with the other person, the spouse, or they have to live with themselves, it's easier to blame the counselor when all they were trying to do was help. It's the same. When you get into the people business and you're trying to help people, there are going to be a small group of people. You just can't focus on it. You can't worry about it. It's just going to happen. You just have to pray for them, bless them, and tell them, you know, sorry, I can't help you. And then let the facts be with the facts. This guy tried to get a refund, and I just use his example as a realtor. And, you know, of course he didn't get one. Then he tried to issue a chargeback. We had to show the contract to the card company and the merchant account and have the chargeback overturned. And then because we had to do all that, now we're having to pursue him, for collections and stuff, because going through all that, mess raises the price of stuff. And so now he's in a hole for $200 and going to have a lien put up against him. So I mean, we don't want to do that. That's not the way we want to do business. But there's some people, you know, they just don't want. Personal responsibility is getting less and less in some sectors of society. And that's why we train, you know, our reps to, you know, just be cautious and careful and very concise with who you do business with and who you recruit. I don't care what their ethnicity is. I don't care what their gender is. I don't even care what their politics are. I don't care what their religion is. But I do care about their character. And so sometimes you can't pick that up on the, you know, a lot of these automated things, but we have, and you guys is wondering why we take so much time to have a client fill out a survey and stuff, because that survey and the way we ask those questions really digs into what motivates that person, what's causing that person to think the way they think. What are they wanting out of business? What are they wanting out of this opportunity? And then it's a way that we can, with an educated mindset go to them and say, "Yeah, you know, this might not be for you." So, you know, great question, Jim. You know, I would just tell you, don't get discouraged. You know, stand your ground. You know, you didn't do anything wrong. If you're responding to him, if you're being responsive, you're giving him the coaching, you're helping him as much as possible, then he has, you know, caveat emptor, he has a responsibility to do his part. You know, so many times people just want a genie in a bottle. Think about it. You know, the weight loss industry is a multi-billion-dollar industry. Why? Because most people, myself included, don't want to take the time and the discipline to move more and eat less. But that's the only way you can lose weight. No, we would rather go buy a pill, a Thrill, a potion, or a lotion. You know, something that just promises great results and we never have to do anything. Well, that mindset, unfortunately, transcends over into opportunity, entrepreneurialism, business ops, job ops, and everything else. And so that's what we as consultants and coaches and people that work in spaces where you're trying to help people, whether it be marriage, ministry, whether it be consulting for business, whatever, that's the mindset you're constantly having to push against. So manage expectations. That's the best thing I can tell any of my consultants. Manage your clients' expectations. Let them know I'm here for you. I'm going to do my part. I'm going to do exactly what I say in the fine print here. Read it. Make sure you understand it. I'm here for you. I want the best for you. But I will not do things I can't do. I'm only one person. I will not circumvent this agreement in any way. But if I have found, if you do business that way, you show people and you're strong on that, you know, then the right people are going to come to you and the wrong people are going to, well, I guess I'll go and try to scam someone else. Because that's the interesting thing I love about a lot of these guys. They're real quick to accuse this business or this person, he's a scam, I have, yes, there are some legitimate, you know, those charges are legitimate and with a lot of people. I mean, I'm not saying everybody out there online is doing business on the up and up, but I will tell you this, it's been my experience that there are more people on the buying side that are trying to scam than there are on the selling side. And you can take, because listen, I buy just as much as I sell. I'm buying services all the time. I'm going to Fiverr and paying people. I'm using different softwares, trying different plugins. I'm trying things all the time. And from time to time, I have been taken advantage of. It was a scam. But I will tell you, I've been scammed more by people trying to buy something under false pretenses and then, you know, trying to wiggle out of an agreement. So you have to be very, very careful in the coaching space. That's all I'm saying. So great question, Jim. I know I went on a little long there, but you hit a soft spot because I feel your pain, you know, when you try to do everything right and you have people that just seem to not want to be people of integrity on their side. It's difficult at times. But here's the thing, and we have to close on this. The people that you help, the people that you are helping, because you said 32, I'm reading here, and you only had one. And I bet you the majority of those people have already made their first or second sale and are already on their way. And some of them, matter of fact, I know one of them is doing really well. So look at the people that you've helped. If you've done it with pure motives, and I know you have, and you've given them good stuff, which I know you have, you've given them our stuff, then, you know, listen, if we give them the people to speak with, we give them a great product to offer, and we give them a process they can scale their business. Those are the three P's of business you got to have. We give them everything they need. What they have to do is show up with a empty heart or empty head and a full heart. Empty head saying, fill me up with the information, and a full heart saying, I'm motivated to go as far as I can. So an empty head and a full heart will always take people to greater levels. You can't pull them across the finish line. They got to want to get there themselves. And I promise you, if they've got the right mindset and they got the right character, they're going to get there. Okay. So, boy, I talked on that a lot, didn't I? But that's all right. Okay, guys, listen, we've got another podcast coming up next week. It's going to be a live podcast. We'll be making announcements on that. If you have not signed up for our live podcast alert, go to terrywilson3.com/livepodcast. It's terrywilson3.com/livepodcast, and you'll get a text alert so that you'll know when you can join us and have questions asked live here. I had to do email questions today because it has just been one of those weeks where I've got more going on than I can sort of keep up with, but it's good stuff, really, really good stuff. Also, we have two or three tickets left. If you want to be a $500,000 or more a year earner, then I cannot tell you or stress enough, you'll want to be at this elite conference coming up March 29th, 30th, and 31st. That's March 29th, 30th, and 31st. And the way you get there is to become an elite member. So you can go to terrywilson3.com/elite. Join us as an elite member. You will get all of the marketing assets, tools, training that you need, and you'll get free tickets to our March 29th, 30th, and 31st conference that's coming up. You'll want to be there. I promise it's going to rock your world as far as showing you some things that you can do to put your income, your life, everything on autopilot to take you to the next level. All right. Till next time, this is Terry. Talk to you. Hey, remember, if you want to go to the next level, you have to grow to the next level. And that's why I want to give you a free copy of my new book, You Are Worth More. Go to terrywilson3.com/worthmore now.
Thank you for listening to our show today at terrywilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at terrywilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
Man, it's a great system here. This is good stuff here. I wish I found this company 10 years ago.